Okay, so God does care for us. He wants the very, very best for us. And he demonstrates it throughout the Word of God. And I was so blessed to see this article by Allison Smith on how God does care for us. And then she sends out an email sharing every so often. She calls it the Flame of Truth. And this is number 10. And she starts with Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. You know, God wants to just pour out exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. And she says, God is so loving and God is so kind. Jesus showed all people at all times the love and kindness of God. When a storm came upon Jesus and the disciples in their fear of drowning, they cried out to Jesus, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? For accusing him of not caring, you would think that they would receive a rebuke from Jesus, but it was the wind which received a rebuke, and a great calm followed. Because of his love and tenderness toward his own, Jesus did not waste time taking offense. Instead, he simply took care of the problem that had caused his disciples so much anxiety and fear. This also happened to two sisters, Martha and Mary, who did not hesitate to let Jesus know how they felt when he finally showed up days after their brother Lazarus had died. Both sisters made the same remark to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Both sisters had seen Jesus' miracles of mercy and love. Now in their grief, they focused on how he could have preserved their brother's death, but did not. They did not know Jesus' heart, how tender it was toward them, and how his help would never fail them, but would even extend to raising their dead brother. Jesus preached the love of God, and he lived the love of God. Luke 6:35, but love ye your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. We too can show the world the love and kindness of God. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. What a wonderful article. And another wonderful sharing came my way recently by a friend of many, many, many years. When I first got into the Word, he was there, Peter Wade from Australia, and sure thankful for his faithfulness through the years. And he shares a great comparison of how deep and precious God's care is. And the name of his article is The Sparrows and God. Quote, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. This is Luke 12:6-7, the ESV version. And then another quote, Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Reverend Peter Wade goes on, "What a simple yet powerful illustration given by Jesus of God's comfort and care for those who believe in him. These small birds are plentiful in Israel, and even in the time of the Gospels were of very little value. Yet, God knows they exist, and he keeps track of them. You are worth much more than many sparrows to your loving Heavenly Father, and he wants only the best for you. Encourage yourself in the Lord and blossom where you are planted. You are valuable in God's sight, and that really is all that really matters." This is so beautifully expressed in the song lyrics by Sevilla Martin, written in 1905 and made famous to a new generation by Ethel Waters at the Billy Graham Crusades. Charles Gabriel wrote the music. And I'm going to read the song here for you. "Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." And the chorus goes, "I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Next verse. "Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear. And resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." And Peter Wade closes. He sure does. "I'm so glad, so take comfort from his care over you." And boy, can we take great comfort, because we have such a loving Heavenly Father and a wonderful Lord and Savior that really cares for us. And we just got to recognize that and sow that in the depth of our heart. And boy, the more we read God's Word and hear about our loving Heavenly Father, this should really build the love and the care that we see he has for his people, his children. The more our minds are convinced of these truths, to the extent that we will now believe them more and more, that we will believe the promises of God and experience them in all of our lives. So we have great expectations from our Heavenly Father, because he is so caring, so wonderful. He does really care for us.
Sometimes my heart grows heavy, sometimes my smile grows thin, but the burden that I carry, I give it all to him. His love is what I cling to, when hope is fading fast. The sun will shine again, I know, this sorrow soon. I know he's there, I know he's watching over me, I know he cares, I feel his love. What makes your heart grow heavy? What makes your smile grow dim? What burden do you carry? Just give it all to Him. What sorrow do you cling to when hope is fading fast? If you listen, I will tell you what will bring real joy at last. Know He's there. Know He's watching over you. Know He cares.
Father, thank you for your wonderful care and concern over us. All that you have done for us through the ages, Father, we are so grateful and thankful to give your Son, to give the gift of Holy Spirit, to continue to bless us and take care of us and work within us. We are so thankful and grateful that we have you as our loving Heavenly Father. So I just pray for your people that they see the great depth and heart of your care and love for them, that they can walk in deliverance, Father, that they can walk with great joy in their hearts, knowing that you are there all the time, every time. So we love you, Father, and thank you for this wonderful lifestyle we have and the wonderful love that you exude upon us each and every day. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.